Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Look, we've all been there. You're traveling for work, the playoff game is on, but you're blocked from watching. NordVPN is your ultimate defense against online threats and regional blackouts. NordVPN lets you switch your virtual location, so you never miss a moment of action. And with speeds faster than a breakaway run, there's zero buffering, zero lag. But here's the game changer. NordVPN's protection is everywhere you are, using airport Wi-Fi, hotel network. Doesn't matter, they got you covered. Their threat protection feature blocks malware and phishing attempts like a pro defensive back. And talk about value, one account covers up to 10 devices. That's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, and on, the whole starting lineup. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Zabecast. That's nordvpn.com/Zabecast. It will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. No risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? NordVPN, the ultimate defense against online threats and regional sports blackouts. You know that sinking feeling when your team blows a lead in the final minutes? That's exactly how it feels when your website crashes during your biggest promotion. Or, for me, when I'm trying to post content after a big game. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about WordPress security or slow loading times? That's where Kinsta comes in. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient, so you can spend your time on what matters most. Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress sites are always online, secure, and performing at their best. Their lightning-fast load times can boost your site speed by up to 200%, and their human-only support team responds in minutes, not hours. Plus, if you're switching from another host, Kinsta offers unlimited free expert migrations. They'll handle everything without any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, we got a banger episode today, kids. Get ready to sing it with me. Good day, church. How you doing?
I'm doing great because Aaron Rodgers ate my quarterback.
The long and tortured standoff is apparently over. Are you sure it's over?
Yes. I think it was never, it was always a one percenter. I think the Vikings entertained it, but were never serious about it. And it will take some kind of bells and whistles going off all spring and summer with J.J. McCarthy before they would reverse that and then go back and try to see if Aaron Rodgers is available at that point. It is a J.J. McCarthy-led team as of today.
And what is going to be the backup plan, the emergency plan?
We have no effing idea, but I'll tell you what. There are some people that, and this is not me, sometimes, every now and again, I drop stuff in this podcast where I'll say, I have reason to believe that, you know, something here may happen. This is not one of those times. But there are other people who are well connected who still think Kirk Cousins would rather be a backup in Minnesota and the Vikings would rather have him. And if you notice, the Vikings have no backup. I mean, they didn't sign any of the obvious second tier guys. They let Nick Mullins go. They don't have this plan. People believe that there is a real scenario where Kirk would rather be a backup in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell in an offense that he knows intimately.
Wow.
Than he would like to be in Atlanta. So there's
can you afford Kirk if you were to trade for him? Money.
Salary cap wise. Right. He'd have to redo his deal. And apparently this isn't coming from me. Just other people that are close are saying there's a scenario where they can make that work. This team's $30 million under the cap right now.
Still.
So they've got space and they had a killer offseason.
As a Packer fan, I'm like, hey guys, in Goody, I trust, but shit, did you see what the Bears and the Vikings just did this last 3 weeks?
Yes, I think the Bears and Vikings had arguably the two best off seasons in terms of filling needs. And I love the Bears moves and I love the Vikings moves. They went right after the positions of weakness on the Vikings, which were interior offensive line, cornerbacks and defensive line. And they put proven players in all those spots. And it is, man, I'll tell you, listen. If Jade, I'm going to regret this.
Mark the tape.
Your typical like off-season optimism right now. If it turns out JJ McCarthy is a B-plus quarterback in his first year, this Vikings team is going to be really, really good. Really good. And we'll see. We'll see if this proves out. But right now, I'm feeling very optimistic.
And that, my friends, is what Ted Lasso said. It's the hope that kills you. It is Church's absolute unbridled hope for the upcoming season that will kill him. Look, I'm not anti JJ McCarthy per se. And no. I'm not saying that you guys are doomed to a disaster. The only thing that I don't feel great about if I was you would be the MCL injury. Like, I'm not a doctor, but this was not an ACL. This was an MCL. And it happened, if I recall, Church, on like a Tuesday. He didn't go down on the field in a heap. It was like Tuesday, hey, there's some soreness. Oh, shit. MCL's gone. Done for the year. I don't recall seeing that before as an injury.
He suffered the injury in game, but just through tenacity, didn't take himself out of the game.
Okay.
And then the day after the game, the Vikings are like, oh, he's, you know, report. You know, that's when the word got out that he had suffered the injury. And then like a day later, it was found out that they were going to have to go do surgery. And yeah, then everything unraveled there. But it wasn't on the field injury.
All right. And he played how much of the preseason for you guys again? One game?
He played one quarter of the first preseason game and mostly looked very good. And so we're extrapolating one quarter of the first preseason game to his entire career right now here in Minnesota.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Now back to Rodgers for a second. Do you believe he was genuinely interested?
No. I believe the Vikings were just a leverage point for him. To try to drum up business. His agents worked Diana Rossini. Yep.
They worked
her on this because they wanted, their job is to build a market for him, right? You only have as much leverage as you have as a second bidder. There's got to be two teams that want his services, right?
But he already has a gazillion dollars. Why does he need a market? Why doesn't he just say, here's where I'd like to play for one more year. I don't suck. You know, I was top 10 in most categories on a complete disaster of a season in which the coach got fired. So I can help a team for one more year. I'd like to play for one more year. Let's see what happens. Why can't a guy like Rodgers, wait, never mind. You would think if a guy could channel his inner normalness, he could just say that. Just be like, look, I don't suck. And I'm healthier now because the Achilles is getting stronger. I'm not 47. I can help. Who wants me? Let's play. I guess he's got to create an aura, a mystery, a market, leverage him on the beach with his blanket around his shoulders, walking around like a, I mean, come on.
I agree with what you're saying. World doesn't work that way, right? Everybody always wants the most money they can get, although, you know, he's got more than he'll ever spend. But you'd think for him, it's all about situation and what do you want to do in what is probably the final year of your career. You want to find your way to a Super Bowl contender, right? Which is why I don't think the Giants are necessarily even realistic here.
Right.
I think that's the worst case scenario. You want to play for the Steelers. That's a playoff caliber team. So you want to join that team and try to be the missing piece that Russell Wilson wasn't. Now you'll notice Aaron isn't doing big interviews. He's not talking about his off season in some hut somewhere.
Right.
You know, he's just laying low, letting his agents do all the work for him. But they tried to use the Vikings for this for sure, for leverage. And now that now the Vikings are publicly out.
Okay.
I think it officially failed.
All right, so now we're on to the Steelers. Either Rodgers wants to be a Steeler or not. Cam Hayward said on a podcast, he's like, look, I'm not doing this darkness retreat stuff. Either you want to be with us or not, let's go. I think they've got a huge decision, and if the Steelers pass on Rodgers, what are they going to do?
Right. They're in a bind. They're drafted.
Pot committed with nothing, but their dicks in their hands right now.
Yes. Now, you'll remember, if you just roll back just 4 years ago, they had this exact problem, and they had to reach for Kenny freaking Pickett.
Right.
And it set their franchise back 2.5-3 years because they overdrafted a player
right.
who most people thought would be unlikely to be a starter, and he wasn't, but they were desperate. Nobody wants to roll into the draft desperate at the quarterback position when you're at pick 21, I think they're at.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are in a bind right now. They need Rodgers. Honestly, they need Rodgers. Steelers need Rodgers more than Rodgers needs the Steelers. He's going to the Hall of Fame anyway. He's got more money than he'll ever spend. They need him more than he needs them.
Yeah, there's so many suboptimal quarterback strategies out there, and mm-hmm. I just don't understand why. Like, if I'm the Falcons, I would say this to our boy Kirk. Ready? Kirk, we love you. We paid you. You didn't hold on to the job. We got this rookie that is ready to go. You're going to be the backup. We're going to pay you. We love you. We need you to be a pro. Sorry you don't like it. You can pout. You can ask for a trade. It's not going to happen. We need depth and flexibility. We need you because we don't know how it's going to go with him, and we want to have a season, and we've already paid for you. If you can't get with that, I'm sorry, but that's the deal. Why don't teams ever fucking do that?
You would think, right? And maybe they probably do privately, and we never hear about it, right? That's not the kind of edict you want to lay out there. Cam Hayward can say that, although really, Cam Hayward should be talking to his own team, going, you know, WTF? My years are slipping by here, and you guys are not surrounding me. You haven't given me a quarterback I can work with. I mean, that might be the statement he should be making.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, if you want subpar quarterback strategies, I got a doozy for you. Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Cleveland Browns.
Who's
covered them for a long time, and I think she does pretty good work. Uncorked a doozy of what she would do if she were the Browns. Have you heard this?
No, I haven't.
All right, you're going to hear it now. Here's Mary Kay Cabot saying, okay, hear me out on this.
But I'm doing it, okay? I'm putting on my GM cap today. And I'm going to make a trade, okay? So what I'm doing is I'm taking Shador at number 2. I'm going to do the obvious right thing there. I'm going to take Shador, and I'm going to roll with it and see how it goes. But then I'm trading back into the end of the first round with my second round pick and some other things, and I'm taking Tyler Shuck in the first round. I'm taking 2 quarterbacks in the first round.
Okay. Couple things here. First of all, I'm like, Tyler Shuck, who the fuck is that? Shough. He is a 26-year-old QB, not expected to go until the 4th round.
Yeah. wow, weird, right?
I don't know. Where does he even play, by the way? Have you heard of Tyler Shuck?
Only as just a name I've seen. I haven't broken down any film on him. I haven't looked at anything that he's done. So, no, I don't know.
And Louisville. He's from Louisville.
Louisville. Okay.
Yes. Okay. What do you think of that plan?
Well, two things.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Number one, what I love about it and have always felt strongly about is you keep drafting quarterbacks until you have your franchise quarterback. And if you don't, that's on you. This is, you know, and the other thing I love about it is everybody treats quarterback position like, oh, you can't possibly have competition there. Right. This is the one position where we abhor competition. Every other position, best man wins, go out there and win your job every single day. But quarterback, oh no, my frail quarterback. We have to protect his ego, and you know, we don't dare have any competition. I love that part of it. Do you have to move to the bottom of the first round to make that move? Don't think so.
No.
But I love the idea of a team that's got some good components on it. Taking quarterbacks, hell yeah, do it. Keep doing it. Every team should do it, honestly.
Well, and that ties into what I said about why don't teams say to Kirk, if they're in the situation where they've bought a veteran guy to be their starter, but he isn't their starter, tough toogies, we're paying you, just deal with it. I agree that there should be more teams that tell these young quarterbacks who have not proven anything, tough shit. This was the case with Caleb Williams and Justin Fields last year. I would have not have, they just dumped Justin Fields. And I'm like, why? He's still on his rookie deal. And he started for you, so just see what happens. And the reason was because Caleb Williams' people raised a fucking bitch and storm about, well, you're not going to have that guy who's still here, is he? Are you? And they're like, no, don't worry, Caleb. We'll clear it out just for you. And I'm sure that, you know, Justin Fields is like, what? I'm not good enough. I got to compete with this guy. So you tell both these guys, fuck you and fuck you, compete for it. You literally can't do anything about it, according to the CBA and contracts.
No, they can't do anything about it. And too bad. Go win your job. And if you're Justin Fields, you just lost your job to Russell Wilson, who is currently unsigned at this time.
I know.
You know, you can't have too big of an ego in my mind.
But these guys do, because they're drafted as the saviors of franchises, and so therefore there is a deference to them that shouldn't exist. Now, your strategy at quarterback is one that I would endorse as well. I kind of consider it a brute force attack on the position, where you just keep drafting, because the cost of a quarterback in the first round is no different than the cost of a defensive end in the first round. Everything is slotted, right?
Correct. Let me give you a great example of this. If you roll back the clock 3 or 4 years ago, the Broncos, who had no quarterback, no viable quarterback, took Patrick Surtain at pick like 7 in his rookie year. And Surtain's been great. And they said, you know, after when everybody questioned them, why didn't you take a quarterback? And I don't remember in that draft who the quarterback was that they would have taken. The George Payton, the general manager, said, look, he was the best player available. We took best player available. And Surtain's been great. They never made the playoffs. They were terrible until last year when they drafted Bo Nix. They dropped Bo Nix, who wasn't even great, but he was just good enough, and then they're a playoff team. It's just quarterback is so monumentally important and so much more important that even Patrick Surtain, arguably the defensive player of the year last year, was not able to get that team to be anything other than a cellar dweller until they had a quarterback.
Yeah. I would literally be like, next. Okay, get in there. If I was an NFL owner, like, say, Jimmy Haslam of the Browns, I would literally say, well, we need a quarterback, and we're drafting number 2, so we're going to draft a quarterback at 2. We just don't know who that will be and where, you know, who's going to fall to us. But we'll do it this year. We'll do it again next year if we need to. We'll keep doing it. And the minute we have a surplus of really good quarterbacks that we can't possibly get on the field, then we'll trade one of them. Until then, everyone can go fuck off.
Right. I mean, the dumbest possible rebuttal to our conversation, which maybe listeners are having right now, is, well, what if I have 2 good quarterbacks?
Oh, the horror.
No, God, not that. Not that.
God forbid. I got 2 hot girlfriends. My God, how will I keep them apart?
Right, and they both know about it and can't do anything about it.
Now, side shout out. How about Harry Sisson this week with his 11 side pieces that he was all playing? Like, no, you're the only one, girl. And they all found out about each other and went to TikTok.
They did. Now, God, funny. Has he broken a law?
No. Not to my knowledge.
I don't think so either. Some of the girls might be young, Dave.
Might be. But yeah,
I don't know.
He also destroyed one of the running suspicions that he was actually gay. Not that there's anything wrong with it. If he is, he certainly likes girls as well. But either way, yeah. Wow, what a week for him. So,
hey, speaking of underage women, which is always the segue that really you never want to hear. Here in Minnesota, one of our senators who had authored the bill for Trump derangement syndrome to be recognized as a mental disorder, got involved in a sting in which he just got caught trying to get sex from what he thought was a 16-year-old girl, but it turned out to be vice agents.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very bad. Republican too, by the way. So fuck him.
Yep.
Throw the book at him on that one. Speaking of TDS, let's talk TDS and NPCs. Trump derangement syndrome has been around for a while, but now we have Tesla derangement syndrome. The number of Tesla dealerships being firebombed and the number of dingbats keying Teslas not realizing they have something called Sentry Mode with cameras everywhere.
Yes.
is truly one of the most staggering things I've ever seen. Now, NPC, you as a gamer know what that stands for, right?
Yes, non-player character.
Non-playable character, I believe.
Non-player, trust me, you are in my lane right now. Okay. Just trust me.
So a non-player character in a game is a character that cannot be played, you have no influence over their own actions. You have no agency with the character. You can't make them go up a cliff or steal a car. Like, it's in the video game world to bump around and do whatever they've programmed the NPC to do.
That's right.
Okay. So NPCs are calling someone who is a real person an NPC means they blindly follow and blindly hate whoever the media tells them to hate. And there is a ton of people on the left that vote for Democrats that are literal NPCs.
And on the right too. This is not exclusive to one side. You can be an NPC that just follows sort of the doctrine of your party of choice. So it can go both directions, to be clear.
To be clear. But the mainstream media still programs a huge chunk of non-thinking people. And unfortunately, some of them come on this podcast, and I won't say who, but they're NPCs. They don't really think for themselves. They're outsourcing their thinking about life and politics and the way things should be to whatever the media narrative is. This is why you get people keying Teslas, which makes no sense. Somebody else's personal private property. It's a crime, upwards of a felony, because it's expensive to get key marks out of a paint job. And it does nothing to deter anything. And besides, they should be cheering Elon Musk because he's finding massive fraud of your money and my money being pissed out the door by our government. And yet they still feel compelled. Must key Tesla. Idiots.
The really moronic part about the keying is for most of Tesla's, whatever, 10-year run that it's been since they've been manufacturing cars.
They were the hero of the left.
Liberals, they were the heroes of the left, and liberals are buying them to get gas-burning cars off. There is a very high percentage chance that the person's car that you're keying is a liberal.
So they, right, including in New York City, where a guy jumped out of his Subaru, keyed a swastika into a Cybertruck, got confronted by the owner before he could get back into his Subaru, then ran away on foot, only to come back to... He parked his Subaru in the bike lane, okay? He ran away on foot when confronted. He came back only to find police waiting for him there, and news crews, and like, because they had heard on the scanner that this was happening. So the New York Post and a news crew showed up. And it turns out the Cybertruck owner was Jewish.
Oh, there's the punchline. Oh, my God.
And this guy's face, as he was being cuffed and stuffed into a car, was like, oh, my God, what have I fucking done? And he was a, you know, good-looking, trim-seeming middle-aged guy who I'm sure had a nice job. And, you know, now he's got fucking legal troubles up the wazoo. All for what? For what? And this is a purportedly smart person. This is not some crazy homeless guy hepped up on drugs. But the whole non-player character thing was epitomized by this video of an old man in a USA leather jacket with a USA t-shirt, white beard, being confronted because he was seen keying a Tesla.
Did you just key a Tesla the other day?
You what?
You're on video. Yeah, this is the guy. You just keyed a Tesla. You got a video online. I just saw it. It's all over the fucking face. You have the media. Yes, you did. You keyed a Tesla in a parking lot somewhere around here. What do you got to say about that?
So he goes on for like 2 minutes, but at the end, he just stands there, charged, not knowing what to say. Like, controller unplugged.
You got your license plate. I'm surprised you haven't been contacted by the police yet. I mean, what do you have to say? I mean, I saw you do it. I'm just curious. I mean, just because of Elon, you're wearing a USA t-shirt driving a Korean car. Why would you key an American car? The guy's probably a Democrat that owns it. I think it's a woman. I mean, I'm just curious why you do that. You just don't have anything to say about that? Neither one of you guys do?
Controller unplugged charge. He literally didn't know what to say.
Well, okay, or he just, you know, I wouldn't say anything in that moment either, because it will be used against you in a court of law. I mean, I would not answer any questions had I been that guy at that point, but he may have just been like, he may have never thought that there would be a moment where he'd actually be held accountable for that action. He thought he was being a hero.
So
it never dawned on him that he'd have to actually answer for it.
And so he gets in the car. His wife is in the seat next to him. They've got a handicap placard on. And so either he's purportedly handicapped, he wasn't moving real spry, he might have applied for and got one, or maybe his wife has one. But why would you bring all this onto yourself? I guess because you think nobody's going to catch me and I'm doing something for the cause, because I've been told Elon is evil. And if it was only the NPCs like this old man, that'd be one thing. But it's governors of states like good old Timmy Walz, who uncorked this one in front of a crowd. This is the ultimate, are you kidding me? This is what he had to say about what cheers him up sometimes during the day. Take a listen.
Saying on my phone, I don't know, some of you know this on the iPhone, they've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So.
Yay!
And if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take that. Just
sure you can. Yeah, saying okay. I mean, this man was inches away from being vice president.
He thinks he's going to be the next president of the United States. You know, when he made that speech, he's stumping. He made that speech in Wisconsin at a Wisconsin town hall. Now, he's never in his entire career had a Minnesota town hall, but he's at Wisconsin town hall. He was in Iowa a couple of days ago. He's prepping his presidential run right now.
Musk owns just 13% of Tesla stock, so it's a pretty small sliver at this point of his financial empire. And this ignores the whole Starlink and SpaceX and Neuralink.
Yeah, foreign company.
Wow. And people cheer for that. Well, yay. The stock is dropping. Jesus Christ.
The other part of it is, you know, this is an almost entirely American-made car. And there's nobody else that can say that, where almost everything from the software to the parts to the assembly is American made. You know, most of your Fords are assembled in Mexico. Even the cars that are assembled here oftentimes have ownership in Germany or Japan or Korea.
Right.
And, you know, much of the technology and the executive workforce and everything is someplace else. Almost everything inside of a Tesla is American. And so pretty weird if you think you're good, you know, you're effectively trying to run for president on a campaign to destroy an almost a uniquely American product that revolutionized the car business.
Right.
The 100-year-old car business.
You're rooting for failure, which is, yep. I mean, good luck, old Timmy. We'll see if that one plays to the general public. It's why the Democrat Party's approval rating is literally in the tank. It's never been lower. And this is one of the leading voices of the party, along with Chuck Schumer, who went on The View and chastised people for saying, oh, I don't like taxes. I don't like the government taking my money. No shit. Nobody does. Like, this provided all kinds of campaign ads for Republicans in the next cycle. But then there's the whole the space rescue, which, again, I don't know exactly the offer of when they could have gotten the astronauts back or not. The one side says, well, they weren't stranded. We decided to extend their stay up at the space station so they could do more experiments. To which you go, really?
They were supposed to be up there eight days. They were up there 9 months.
I know.
They get down to Earth and they can't walk. The gravity and the muscle atrophy.
Right.
You know.
But so I'm commenting just in a non-political way about how spectacular the assets and the footage was with the high-def drones. After the capsule splashed down, the chutes billow gently in the crystal blue sky and water down to the ground. And there's dolphins that show up to like, you know, just because they're investigating what the fuck happened.
Unbelievable.
Hey, right. And yet, there's people that say that was fake. That was AI.
Oh.
That was made just to make Musk and SpaceX look better. And I'm like, you cannot be fucking serious. And yet they are. I mean,
in fairness, Zabe, it is becoming hard to know truth from reality in video.
I agree. However, dolphins live in the ocean. Dolphins have incredible sensors and sonar. When a space capsule poosh lands in the water, it's the largest thing that will ever ripple the water within however many miles. Yes. Of course the dolphins are going to be like,
yeah.
They're
let's
curious.
Check that out. Yeah. Yeah.
All
right, curious creatures. Yeah.
The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? A third. So why would anyone settle for anything less than the best when it comes to your mattress? That's why I'm excited to tell you about the Avocado Green mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. That's longer than some NFL careers. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are that you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better.
All right, last thing for you, and I sent this because it reminded me of when you did your basement project by yourself, and you figured out how to do the wiring and the drywalling and the studding, and you finished your basement mostly by yourself, and you learned how to do it along the way. And I applauded you. I'm like, that's really good. Well, there is a story that has to be seen to be believed, and it may not be entirely true, but apparently there's a woman on TikTok who goes by Tunnel Girl, or Kayla, who is, I think, Ukrainian, and she decided on a whim to start digging tunnels under her suburban three-bedroom home.
Okay.
In Virginia, tunnels. We found out.
Yeah.
Tunnels. She went, okay, let me go ahead and play the video. I sent you the video, Charge, and you said, I can't watch it. I'm TikTok conscientious objector. But this is Jason Pargan, who is a author, and he also does a lot of TikTok videos that kind of are good, what I call explainer videos. Here he is talking about the whole thing. Take a listen.
Home in the suburbs, wearing a dress and pearls and lipstick the entire time. She picked up a pickaxe and a shovel and a jackhammer and just started digging. She had no permits, no permission, or detailed plans. She had no experience or training doing this. Again, she lived in the suburbs. She had neighbors who did not know she was doing this. Thus began a bizarre and harrowing journey, and it does not end the way many of you are thinking it will. She continued digging for weeks and months, basically solving problems as she ran across them. She built a complex minecart elevator and chute system to move the tons and tons of waste rock. Her modest suburban home filled with hundreds of bags of concrete and mining equipment as the project became more and more elaborate. What initially she claimed was going to be a storm shelter became a system of tunnels and then a mine. Comments flooded with people either predicting disaster or asking if this was all a hoax somehow. Along the way, she had to stop and figure out how to hook up the electricity and the ventilation and the water removal. She had to figure out on the fly how one woman working alone would pour concrete to form a ceiling. Learning how to weld a sheet metal form for the concrete and how to get the rebar in place. And about once a month, she would go viral on TikTok from people saying, why isn't anyone stopping this? She had created thousands of square feet of empty space, digging further and further underground. What if this all collapsed and created a sinkhole that dragged all of her neighbors' homes down with it? Until finally, predictably, at the end of 2023, sanity prevailed. A TikTok user tracked down her location and reported her to her local authorities.
Snitch.
The government came in and shut it down and explained, if you're going to do something like this, you would have to have permits. You would have to have submitted detailed plans and had them approved at every step of the way. Engineers would have to analyze the plans. They would have to visit the site. The process takes months, if not years, and you have to pay thousands of dollars in fees. That's how things work in the real world. The real world is not Minecraft. You can't just pick up a pickaxe and start digging. But as some of you might have expected, that was not the end of the story. Because what happens when you tell a person like this that they can't dig without a bunch of paperwork saying that they can do so? The answer is that she went out and did it. She spent all of 2024 going back and forth with the authorities, drawing up detailed plans and getting all of the permits. Turd, this was just one more obstacle, no different than running to a particularly difficult layer of rock. She just looked up what needed to be done and did it, and now she has approval to keep digging. Because she understands something that I think very few people do, which is that the stone is not as hard as it looks. The account is called Engineer Everything, though the search bar always just suggests Tunnel Lady.
In fucking credit.
Love it. She's so badass.
She is a petite woman who is plain in appearance but embraces her feminine side. She has posted TikToks of her shopping for heels and lipstick and perfume. She is average looking, of average build, and does insanely challenging things from a engineering and construction standpoint. Does she have help? That's the biggest question I have.
Because some of the things she's doing, it's, and if the audio only does not do it justice,
you have to see
me another video. You have to send me another video where you can see what she's done. She built an elevator, a mine elevator herself. You can see her welding the pieces
she
together.
She learned how to contact weld, which is not easy.
No. I mean, she
fabricated a custom rock hopper that was attached to an industrial winch on a giant 4x4 beam to haul up 1,000-pound loads. She found something called a powered mine cart online, which allows her to move heavy loads of rock in a cart. It's like literally she's playing Minecraft, George.
I love it. And here's, I'll tell you what, I think the single word that best encapsulates this is Ukrainian. She is not American. Yes. We are so freaking soft. You know, this is the kind of stuff our forefathers did, you know, our grandparents did. They just, you know, threw themselves at this stuff. I think we've changed, and I hate to go old man, and this sounds very, very old man. I think the fact that she came from a different culture,
right,
where people worked with their hands and solved physical problems with physical solutions and sweat, and she's the embodiment of that. You never see a suburban American girl doing this or woman doing this.
Oh no, not even close. Now again, I want to keep some room reserved for she's got help. Because some of these things, she's using what they said was fiberglass rebar. So not steel rebar, but fiberglass rebar, which I assume is more easily bent and lighter, to create this arched tunnel that she then had to weld a steel form to and then pump concrete down into that tunnel roof to help things from collapsing and all that. Incredible work that requires patience and just a determination.
So much dedication. Yes.
And time. Patience, determination, and time. And also, let's not kid ourselves, money. Now, there's more to the story even. I was on her TikTok for quite a while yesterday. And her next phase is she's been harvesting what she calls castle blocks. In other words, they're
harvesting them, meaning?
Well, she said she got permission from someone's property that has large boulders on it, boulders the size of a Buick or bigger. And she has taught herself how to drill with a giant rock drill that is powered by a portable generator, giant guide holes into the rock in a line, and then fill the rock holes with this expanding liquid material that puts pressure on the rock, and then she hammers in, tink, 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 these bits, these sort of rock cracking bits that with the pressure of the expanding liquid and the bits in there, it cracks the rock in half. Massive rocks. And she's got video on her TikTok of doing this. And she'll crack it in half and then a half again and half again till she's got a block that's about 12 inches by 1 foot by 2 foot by 1 foot, big enough that it's really big and she can lift it, though. It's like 60 pounds or more each. And she'll put them into her stupid little cart and then haul them to her truck and take them back to her house. And over the course of the last year, she has harvested for free from permission from whoever owns the land on these rocks, about 1,200 castle rocks, which I'm assuming that she is going to use as a facing for the exterior of her suburban Herndon, Virginia home. And I'm like, I got to go see this because Herndon is where I grew up playing golf. Herndon, I used to go play Herndon Golf Course as a high schooler forever. Of course, I'm sure she probably doesn't want the attention. She's been very, she's keeping herself.
She's on social media. She's posting all this on social media. She wants some attention.
I think she wants to remain mysterious. It's wild.
I think you want her to be mysterious, but yes.
And it's so pointless is the other thing. It's expensive, time consuming, and pointless. And the way she got the permits after she had already done a lot of stuff, according to pretty much everybody that commented, that never happens. That you can't navigate or get the yes after you've fucked up and done it yourself.
Maybe it was social media pressure. Maybe, like, you know, the city council's like, oh, geez, Mel, she's got a million followers on TikTok. Maybe we don't want to be the assholes here.
I don't know. I think they love being the assholes. What do I know? Anyway, her name is Kayla, or Kala, K-A-L-A, and she's on TikTok. If you're a conscientious TikTok objector like George, you're not going to be able to see her, but there is some stories about her out there. Just search for it and be completely gobsmacked. Charge, I appreciate your time as always, buddy. We'll talk soon.
We'll talk next week, my friend. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hey, Jose. Yeah, what? Yeah. Listen to this one's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo. Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums.
Oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not. You're
it
lying.
Is so.
Stop
I
lying,
learn.
Will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh,
take off.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.